you doing?
I'm good. Hi, everybody.
Hey, welcome to our podcast.
Welcome, welcome. Boy, was this technical difficulty or what today?
I don't know what's going on.
You didn't have any problems connecting?
No, none whatsoever.
Oh, man. Are you on your account or are you on the Talking with Vonna Z account?
I'm on my account. What are you on?
I'm on the Talking with Vonna Z account.
Mm-hmm.
This is so weird. Like, we just could not get it connected, but we're here.
Yes, we're here to give you some wonderful information.
Yes, some wonderful information. Talking about our weekend is Labor Day weekend, the beginning of fall in school.
Yes, school in fall, our favorite time of the year.
Yes, I went outside, Bonnie went outside and we decorated the front yard. So we got that together. And I've been doing some decorating inside the house a little bit. Maybe I'll put some pictures on our Instagram so you can see what we've done.
Okay, that'd be nice. No, my stuff is still in storage. I got to go get it out.
Oh, okay.
To decorate. Yeah.
So I guess this is the season of pumpkin spice everything, right?
Already. Starbucks with their pumpkin lattes and pumpkin scones and all kinds of good stuff.
I have bought a candle from Kohl's, but it doesn't really smell. Like, I don't really smell it. And then I bought another candle and I really don't smell it. So I'm going to have to break down and get that Yankee candle. And I didn't want to because they're so expensive. But they smell so good and it'll be worth it. So I think I'm just going to get it and call it a day because I'm burning the candle, but I'm just burning wax. I don't smell it at all.
You don't smell any of that pumpkin good smell?
No, no pumpkin spice smelling around here.
That's like you said.
Just got candles and wax. But you get what you pay for.
Definitely. Yeah, that Yankee candle, well, that's good. We got plug-ins.
Oh, really?
Yeah, plug-ins. They smell good in the beginning. Then all of a sudden you say, well, what happened to the plug-ins?
You didn't get used to it real quick.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, this is a time of year. You got to get out there and get it. They're going to be all taken. What new store have you been to? I haven't been to Home Goods. Have you been to Home Goods lately?
You know, I actually have. I was looking for some fall decorations and everything. And they have such pretty stuff. Like, I see a lot of stuff, but my decorating skills, they're bad. Mm-hmm. So I just don't know how to put it together. So I watch a lot of people on YouTube and, you know, they have the white living rooms. And I said, I'm going to paint my living room white. The whole house was white at one time and I gave it some color. Now I want to go back to white.
Oh,
so
okay.
I'll be painting. But yeah, I do not have that skill.
Oh, okay. Well, that's why they have Pinterest.
Thank God for it. Well, school starts tomorrow in this hood.
Oh, my goodness. School already?
Yes, already. I really haven't seen anybody post first day of school. So how do you do that with virtual learning? First day of school, I'm behind my laptop. I don't know how that works.
Oh, I saw a first day of schools, but they weren't remote learning. They was going to school.
Oh, maybe I should look at Pinterest and see what they have, what kind of ideals. Maybe I can pull that up now and see what virtual learning first day of school look like.
Okay. I saw some on the news where the students, the parents put 7th grade and 9th grade, and they were in a bunk bed still sleeping.
Oh, my God. And that's the first day of school?
Virtual learning, they still in their bed. They didn't even get...
Oh, my God.
I said, they is taking... I guess if you don't show up, that's like you didn't come to school that day.
I'm sorry to eat the grape, but they're in front of me. I can't help but to grab them. The last thing I want to do is smacking them here. But, Ken Whitley, they have a podcast called Two Funny Mamas, and she actually had a camera in her son's room where she can see what he's doing. I said, that would be such a good idea for me because I'm thinking she's up, she's still in bed, and then she got that Do Not Disturb on her phone, so I can't call her. And I'm like, that's coming off, and we're getting back together with the school business. She's got homework already due and two assignments, and school hasn't even started yet, so... I told her she's got to get busy when I'm the dad.
Oh, yeah. The school already started, huh?
Yes.
With some homework. I know. I started back to school, too. college.
And I discovered some new things about me.
What?
I think I'm boating girl. I think I am.
You're what?
Boating girl. Sailboats, boats.
Oh, I'm like, what are you doing?
I know, you're like, so.
Yeah, because I was just talking about going back to school, and all of a sudden you said something about boats, and I was like, what?
Yeah, I thought we was done with that.
No, I was talking about me going back to school. But
oh, that's that's right.
Go ahead.
Talking about the first day of school. Yes, you started school too.
Yes, I started back to college, and it's a lot. I have to go back to the basics in my head because I'm like, what? I can't remember half this stuff.
Oh wow!
And it's already a lot of work. A lot of reading.
Yeah. Especially reading. When you haven't been doing it for a while. It has to be quite interesting.
Yes. I'll probably get a couple of F's in the beginning, but I'll swear.
Yes. You'll make them up later.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Now, what was you talking about? Some boats.
I think I'm boating girl.
What makes you think that you're a boating girl?
I'm really liking boating. Like, I've been on a boat a couple of times. I just love it. Like, I just think I'm boating girl.
Oh, okay. So where'd you go on a boat this time? See some more whales?
No, we didn't see whales. We just went to the Atlantic. Into the Atlantic. We were fishing and Todd caught her first fish.
Oh, wow. That's good. Did you keep it?
No, it was too small. We had to throw it back. But it was big. We took a picture of it. Mm-hmm. But, it was interesting. I'm glad she caught a fish. At least it was successful.
Yes, that's wonderful. So she did a whole lot over summer, huh?
Yeah, we have. We have been pretty busy this summer. You know, only thing we didn't do was a water park, only because she didn't want to go. She wanted to go swimming, but it's really no place to go swimming. And I'm not doing the why, but so we've been to the beach a couple of times. We did amusement parks. We did the boardwalk. Oh, what else we did? We've done a lot of things this summer. We saw dolphins. Like, we did more this summer than we have in a lot of summers. Like, I can't remember another summer that we've been busy. Like, every weekend we have planned to do something.
Wow, that's beautiful. That's a beautiful, you know, something to remember.
Like, yeah. Know. And this year, this winter, we're going to tackle snowboarding or skiing this summer.
Oh,
this
winter. Go ahead.
So that's what we're going to do. Hope I don't break a hip.
Oh, my God. I hope not either. Or you can stand on the side and let them. That's snowboarding.
Yeah, right.
Skiing, you probably do good. You probably do good skiing because you still got your balance and everything. So you're good.
Yeah. It's not like I'm not going to try anyway. So I'll definitely be out there trying.
Well, that's good that you're already looking for things to do when the fall season turned to winter.
Right.
Are they having any for school? Are they having any activities? Like football, basketball?
No. Any of that? None of that. But she does cross country and they have nothing. They like preparing them for it, but I'm not preparing her for it. Like, I haven't taken her to get her physical, but I am going to do that so she can have it done just in case they do have it. But, I just don't see it happening this year.
Okay. Well, what else want to ask about school? Yeah. I don't know. My school, where I work at, they closed. They're closed until January of 2021.
Oh, wow.
Yes. And then I heard some schools are opening like October, but they don't know.
That's what they want to do, right?
Yeah, but they don't know. So, I don't know. So, I sit here and go back to college.
Well, that's good. I'm proud of you.
Thank you. And I know, do you have to do gym? That's what I wanted to ask about gym. How are they going to do the kids in gym?
I guess they can do a Zoom meeting at gym, but her cross-country coach would leave exercise and stuff. Oh, no. Her gym teacher did leave exercise and stuff for them to have to do. She didn't Zoom meet him or nothing like that. She just gave them a list of exercise for them to do.
Oh, okay. And she didn't need to see all that. It was up to the parents to make sure they got it done.
Yeah.
Okay.
So that's how that's going. So We have fall and school and activities. And so I don't know what else will be going on pretty soon.
Well, fall, like I remember a long time ago, my kids were young. We went to was Upper Deerfield, and they had an event there, but I don't think they have it anymore because something horrible happened there on the rides. But they did like a scarecrow stuffing. Yeah, they made a scarecrow and they stuffed it with hay.
Oh, I thought it was a food item.
No, they had
me talking about food.
They got there and they had made a scarecrow. They had shirts and pants and they stuffed them. And they had that mess. I had a van then. And they had that mess in my van.
Oh, okay.
And they, you know, it was always something fun for the kids to do, like pumpkin picking. I went apple picking one fall because I wanted to go. And I said,
oh, okay.
That's when it got older. I said, I'm going to go. So everybody gathered their kids and we all went there and had apple cider donuts. It was nice.
Oh,
it was a nice.
I always enjoyed the hay rides and the fall events. I always liked them.
It's always something nice to do. What about horseback riding? You ever think about that?
We used to have horses when we were little.
Mm-hmm.
We had a couple horses and I haven't been on a horse since that time. But we used to go to the Harvest Festival, not the Harvest Festival, well, the Harvest Festival at the Amish Market. And they always had pony rides. So Tot learned how to ride there. She would ride the little pony. She wouldn't get on the big one. Mm-hmm. And as she got older, the pony got bigger and she got bigger. And then the last horse she rode, the biggest horse ever, the Clydesdale horse.
Mm-hmm.
And she's even ridden a camel before. So she's been pretty experienced in riding. She loves it.
I mean, that's good. That's wonderful. So that's what else is there going to be? I know fall have a whole lot of stuff.
Yeah, I'm really going to have to start searching to see what else they have that I can get into.
But with this stuff going around, you got to also stay, you know.
Can't be exactly.
Getting your hand wipes and your hand washing your hands, as they say. I think they open up restaurants. I haven't been in any.
Yeah, I was riding it down today. I guess it must be optional because I see some still eating outside, but then they say they're eating inside. So I guess it's so nice today. So I guess some people want to eat out. I guess they have a choice.
Mm-hmm.
But that's good because don't send my kids to school, but I can't even eat inside. Chasing bees around. Oh, God. I'm done. I'm done with this outdoor dining.
Mm-hmm. Oh, my goodness. Yes, that bee has something against you.
Oh, didn't he? He was all over me. I'm like, uh-oh.
Yeah, that's one thing with outdoor dining. I saw somebody showing outdoor dining. It was like the flies was like all over the place. And I'm like,
Oh, yeah. We was fighting flies off at the, on the boat. And I didn't really think there would be that many flies in the middle of the ocean, but there was. Oh. I don't know. I don't know that much about the ocean and being in the middle of the ocean, but it was just a lot, like those biting flies.
Oh,
like
yeah.
Those green heads. Yeah. I didn't actually get bit by any, thank goodness. Mm. But, think Todd got bit by one. I'm like, these things are crazy.
And they out there in the middle of the ocean.
Yeah, in the middle of the ocean. I didn't think they would be there. Because I know if you go down, like, the Dividing Creek and stuff like that, they'd be down that way. But I didn't think they would be in the middle of the ocean. But who knew?
Well, you know now.
I definitely do.
Well, I got exciting news.
What's that?
My daughter got engaged.
Oh, congratulations.
Yes, thank you.
You're gaining a son-in-law.
Yes, and oh, what a wonderful son-in-law he will be. Wonderful. Oh,
congratulations.
Thank you.
So we're wedding planning now?
Well, I already told. I got to go on, I think, Amazon and look for a book, how to plan a wedding or whatever, because she's already like, I don't even know where to start.
Oh,
I don't even know. So I told her I'll order something from Amazon, and she know I'm slow when it comes to ordering. I say, yeah, I'm doing this, and in 3-4 weeks I'll be like, oh, I was supposed to. So I'm going to do that today, definitely. So
yes, definitely, because she don't want to be the cause of holding up her wedding planning.
Oh, yes. So and she was just talking about how she's just so excited. She's just excited and just talking about it on the phone with me because she's off today. So I talked to her today.
Oh, well, you may get those grandchildren soon then, huh?
It's up to her. They're not ready yet. She's still kind of, she's like, you gotta have money. Yeah, she said, you gotta have money to have children.
You're right about that.
And she said, you know, and then she said, she got to have a nanny too.
Oh?
A nanny if she got to work.
Oh.
And she's looking at me.
Who's the most, well, I guess you're moving to New York?
No, I ain't moving. I got plans.
Oh, okay.
And New York is not part of the plan.
That's not your plan.
Not to move. I mean, I tell both of them, I say, I will help you. You know, mm-hmm. If you need me to help, I will come and help you.
Yeah.
But, no, y'all not going to hold me hostage. No, I got to go.
Right.
Plans. That's what I tell them. So, yeah, I'm just happy about the wedding and, you know, she get trying to help her get it together.
Okay.
I told her I have to go to work now. But not this year because she ain't getting married. She said 2022, I think. 2021 or 2022. I don't know when, but I said it ain't no rush yet.
Oh, okay. So you got some time then.
Yeah, I said once I get done school, I'll try to do something. Or maybe I'll do that. What is it that people do? Drive around and drop off the food.
Food delivery?
Yeah, that food delivery.
Oh, DoorDash?
DoorDash. Yeah, maybe I'll do DoorDash.
Oh, okay. Yeah, that'd be nice.
And drop off people food. I don't know how much money you make out of that.
I don't know, but it sounds like an interesting job.
And it's not hot now. And people are still ordering, you know.
People don't want to go out.
Huh?
They don't want to go out.
Mm-mm. Yeah, my brother lives in Florida, and he do not want to go out at all. He told me he went to the trash can. That's it. That's as far as he went.
Oh, I wish that was my case.
Well, then he told me he had to go get his cigarettes, and he...
I do DoorDash those.
I know, he DoorDashes McDonald's.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so you're right about that. My other brother, he goes to work. But he now all of a sudden, he stays home to work 3 days out of two.
Oh, wow, 3 days out of two.
But then every other or one Saturday a month, still go out. Like, you know, he's still working and stuff, too.
Oh, okay.
Like you. Like you.
Yeah. Like you mean. So is anything new? Have you bought anything new?
No.
No.
You made me think. Did I buy anything new? Mm. What did I buy new? All I know is I need to be out there because summer being old, you know, get old. Summer is over, soon to be over, so they should be having sales.
Oh, I was looking for flip-flops, and I needed it for the boat because my flip-flops had flipped out. So I needed some new flip-flops. And I said, okay, I'll go to Walmart. Wanted a flip-flop in sight. I'm like, people wear flip-flops all year. Like, how come there's no flip-flops, not even none in the clearance bin?
Oh, my goodness.
So I went to the next best place, Old Navy. And, of course, they had flip-flops. So now I know I'm going to have to stock up on my flip-flops.
Oh,
so I got like three pair.
So people was out buying flip flops end of this season.
They done sold the flip flops out. So I might go back and get two more pair because I can't be without my flip flops.
That's wonderful that you was able to find them.
Yeah.
Not me. I don't even wear flip flops. I think I said that before.
Do you walk barefooted?
Well, if I'm home and outside. And I know it ain't no glass out there.
Because I get top flip-flops. She never wears them. She walks barefooted all over the place. Well, all over the house.
Oh, yeah. At my house, yeah, we don't... we take our shoes off in here and we wear just our socks on our feet or bare foot. Yeah, we don't... That's how we do.
You went to his house when you come in and I leave your shoes by the door?
Yes. Mine go in the closet. Those other people that live here, they got like 3-4 pairs hanging out in front of the door. And I'm thinking, I got one pair. And the pair's upstairs. Yeah, that is it. Now that you got me thinking, I was like, oh, I should go to Gloucester Outlet. Just to walk around and look, because I don't, you know.
When we make a day of that?
Go out to the Gloucester. Yeah, that sounds good.
Yeah, I haven't been out that way in a long time. I went to the mall only to get the flip-flops and stuff, and I looked at Burlington Coat Factory. Well, Burlington Factory looked like they were going out of business. There was nothing in that store. I don't know if they're going out of business or just because of the pandemic they haven't restocked or something, but they were pretty empty.
I didn't even think of that, the pandemic and the non-restocking.
Yeah, a lot of the stores, when Ross first opened, it wasn't much in there either. Mm-hmm. You know, people were shopping like crazy. And I'm like, what are you buying? Because there's nothing in here.
You and everybody in there shopping for nothing.
Yeah, and plus I'm not a good shopper, so it doesn't take much for me to get annoyed in the store.
Mm. I shop for food.
Oh, yeah, I shop for food, too.
Yeah, I got to go get some avocados.
So, any new food you tried?
Oh,
or trying?
Let me see. Anything new have I tried? Well, you know, I tried my beets. That was new, beets, but I already did that. I did try some cabbage, pepper, and garlic in a bag. I forget the name of the company.
Uh-huh.
Oh, my goodness. Delicious. And that was delicious. And the other bag was beets. It was beets, cabbage, and carrots in the other bag.
Oh, that sounds good.
Yes. And I didn't think I would like it, but I did. I just added lettuce. And I just added the sauerkraut, because I call it sauerkraut. Uh-huh. The sauerkraut to the lettuce. And I didn't even put no salad dressing on it.
Oh, wow.
It's like that. I said, is this, I thought to myself, is this middle age eating now?
You're doing some good eating though, all healthy stuff.
When you don't need salad dressing and chips and everything,
right?
This is what this is.
So I noticed I took a switch off of like junk food. I used to eat a lot of junk food, mm-hmm. and I never buy junk food now. I buy it for like I buy top junk food, but I hardly eat it. And like she had chips and onion rings. I might take a couple onion rings, a couple chips. Not enough to say I had a serving,
mm-hmm.
but I just gave up. But the new thing that I've been eating are sweet peppers. And I take them, I split them in half. I fill them up with Laughing Cow cream cheese and then put everything but the bagel seasoning on top of it. They are so good. Like so good. That's like the perfect little snack. And then I eat those beef strips. They're already cooked from Walmart, and you just open them. Sometimes I just eat them cold, but I've been putting them in my eggs and stuff like that. So that's about the thing. I'm off of my Greek salad kick. I'm done with that. And I'm going back to my, my boats. Zucchini boats. I'll probably have that tomorrow.
Oh, you was talking about your were they hot peppers?
No, they're sweet peppers. They're sweet peppers with the Laughing Cow and everything but the bagel seasoning.
Oh.
And they're so good. They're so good.
Everything bagel season. That makes anything and everything tastes good.
Don't it now. It's like it goes on everything. Mm-hmm. But I wish they had they probably do have the kind without the salt. I think it's a little too salty for me. So I'm going to take a whiz at making my own.
Okay. That sounds like a great, great thing to do.
Yeah, because I'm going to put very little bit salt in it. I was going to do it salt free, but I thought it would take away from the taste.
Mm-hmm.
So, because all you do is you don't taste the sesame seeds. You just taste the salt and the onion and garlic. And I definitely have that in there.
Oh, okay. I got to look and see how much salt in there. No wonder I was liking it.
Yeah, it is really good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I gotta check that salt sodium content. But now you're making me hungry because I didn't even eat yet.
Oh, you didn't?
Mm-mm. I've been upstairs doing homework. Well, so-called homework, I say. I was watching TV, but Mm-hmm. I got to finish up doing a couple of things.
Oh, okay.
But other than that, I am hungry.
Oh, well.
Now you got me hungry talking about food.
Well, it's 1 o'clock. You know, miss breakfast and lunch.
1 o'clock? It's 3:54.
I'm looking at this timer and looking at the time. Oh wow, it's almost 4 o'clock. So I guess It's time for dinner, girl. You don't miss two meals. No wonder you're hungry.
You sitting up there and talking about
I'm like all confused today. Today's just been one of those days where nothing is going right.
That's because it's Labor Day.
And I've been out there and I cut my grass and came inside. I said, I'll go back in later when it get cooler to cut the rest of it. But I don't see that happening today.
You said, that's it, huh?
Yeah, it's a wrap. I don't even want to go back out there. I just feel drained from the heat. So I'm not going to be doing that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I'm not going outside to cut no grass.
Yeah.
I paid this man. He came and cut it. And he had to leave early because it was too hot out. Not today, but yesterday.
He got 2 steps of grass, and it was too hot for him to cut that?
No, it was too hot outside. He had it's not just my lawn. He does other people's lawns, so it was really hot.
Oh, okay.
It was like 3, 4, you know, a lot of people around this area.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't care. As long as he came back, that's all that mattered.
Oh, that's good.
Yep. And, it's a beautiful day out, but I can't believe it's September. Labor Day, summertime's over. People still going to be running to the beach.
Because I'm going to try to get down there at least 2 more times before it's over. I mean, let me just say 1 time before it's over. I would like to go down there 1 more time.
I think they're probably going to stay open longer due to the fact of being closed for so long.
Right. And
get that Memorial Day weekend like everyone run down for.
Yeah, so that'd be nice. Because, I haven't really, I think I got in the water once, but it was just so crowded. It won't be as crowded now, so I think I may have gone run down there 1 more time.
Why you don't think it's crowded? You mean people going back to the city?
Yeah, I mean, because it's a holiday this weekend. And on a non-holiday, it won't be that bad.
Yeah, this holiday. There should be barbecues going on, all kinds of stuff.
Probably are, but I won't be getting invited to any of those. So I bought my own barbecue today, so I'm good to go.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. I'm going to go down there and cook me something. I don't know what. I know I'm going to have a salad with the sauerkraut stuff that I like.
Oh, okay. I found my quinoa that I like. My store stopped selling it. I found it in another store.
I guess so. You probably bought them all.
I know. They're so good, though.
I had to restock on that. They were like, here she come.
I take it. I warm it up. Sometimes I put shrimp in it because it's like Tex-Mex and it has like rice and beans in it. It's so good. And then I take it and I put a red onion, tomato, and avocado and stir up in it. Oh, it's so good. Avocado makes everything taste good.
That's what I was getting ready to say. Avocado. Mm-hmm. I wonder why was I sleeping on avocado all these years?
I know. It's like, so good.
I mean, I know I like guacamole, and I was like, I didn't know I could just eat a little olive with some lemon and oil on it, and I'm good.
Yeah.
I should have told my daughter to get me an avocado now. Now it's too late, because I'm not going out.
I looked at them. I didn't pick none up, so I should pick one up.
Yeah. Well, Yvonne, summer's over.
It is over. Is there anything else you want to say before we end?
I'm saying I need to get out to the beach 1 more time before the cold set in.
Yeah, that'd be nice.
So that's it. And how about you? What's your plan before the cold set in?
Just to hit the beach 1 more time.
Okay. Sounds like a plan.
Yeah, it is. That's the plan. 1 more time before the beach. I want to take my hoops down and record on the beach and everything. So it'd be nice. Yep. Beach hooping always makes a pretty video.
Oh, yes, it does.
Your videos are nice. It's a hooping.
Well, yeah. I'm not going to be hooping. I'm going to be staring at the computer trying to get through the last of school when you down there hooping.
Okay.
So, but you enjoy your day.
Okay, you too. Bye, everybody.
Bye. Make Bye. Sure you listen it and
email us at talking with Von and Z at yahoo.com and our Instagram, talking with Von and Z. And leave us a comment. You can rate us on Apple Podcasts. You can send us an email. We love to hear from you guys. Oh, and we are official international.
Woo, woo, woo.
We have some Ireland listeners. Shout out to your Ireland.
Woo, woo.
So goodbye, everybody.
Bye.